Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's welcome in Pat Spencer. Pat, thank you so much for joining us, man. Appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You know what? I was going to start somewhere else, but my partner Guru just said, what's the highest level of pro lacrosse that exists right now?
Yeah, it's the Premier Lacrosse League. So a good buddy of mine founded it a few years back. Actually, my senior year of college was the first year that they were having the league, when I was coming out. So it's the Premier Lacrosse League. Big shout out to Paul Rabel and those guys for trying to make it, a career option for guys that are playing college lacrosse and want to continue it down the line.
Gotcha. Well, let me start out here, Pat. Obviously, you've had a big week. What's been the key to kind of your emergence? Is it simply playing time, or is it more than that?
Yeah, I think it's a culmination of the hard work, but also the opportunity. I've shared it before, but last year my role for this team was really just to be an energy guy. We'd be down 10, 15, 20 points, and Steve would call my number. So at that point, it was about coming in, bouncing off the wall, giving us a little bit more juice. This year, because of injuries, I've had an opportunity to come in and get some extended minutes. If you play this game at a high level, you know that it's a game of rhythm and flow. And so having the opportunity to play, 6-7 minutes in a stretch as opposed to 2.5-3 minutes, it's night and day. And then obviously just the work that I put in terms of shooting in the off season, my game feels, the best it's ever felt. So it's a culmination of preparation meets the opportunity.
No doubt, Pat, you're the people's champ right now. It's kind of funny, we're rapping with you. Last Tuesday is when you balled out against OKC, and I'm not being messy because I'm rooting for you and we all are, but you were on one in a good way. And, the game goes, you come out at the end while you're on a heater. I go in my pop's garage, do a video saying, why did he get subbed out? And all the world was in agreeance. I'm not being messy. But can you walk us through when you heard that buzzer in that game where you're on one and you come out? Can you walk us through your thought process?
No, I don't question the staff, man. We've got a bunch of guys that have been doing this at a really high level for a long time. So as a competitor, obviously, you want to be in there. But Podge has been incredible. And ultimately, you're going to go to your starters down the stretch. Mm. That's just the way the game goes. And so completely get it. Didn't hold any, ill will against the staff for doing that. Like I said, as a competitor, of course you want to be out there, but, I'd played probably 8 to 12 minutes straight at that point. And Steve ultimately just wanted to get BP back in there. So I don't question his decision-making at all. He's got 9 rings for a reason. So
I love it.
Thankful that he gave me an opportunity, though, you know, in the next couple games to get in there and close it out as well.
Well, speaking of your coach, and we're talking to Pat Spencer, Warriors point guard. Obviously, he was asked about you after this weekend's game, Sunday in particular. We'll play it for you. I'm sure you've been asked about it and you've heard it, but it's a lot of fun. So take a listen.
I think the other thing is that his coach realized that Pat is that mother. That became clear. Sorry. Am I allowed to say that? Or?
I mean, are you... You know how jacked up you are after you make that shot, and do you remember what you were saying and what you were doing?
It's messed up. I black out when I have those moments. Everyone's repeating it back to me, but it's almost as if I don't remember. So, no, I mean, when I'm competitive, I get in those moments. That's what you live for as a competitor. So, I hope I'm not being judged by what I'm saying in those moments.
Spence, I got to ask you, man, you know, Draymond's going to come back. It looks like it might be Friday, and the chef too. You know, just from a personal standpoint, do you look at that, and I know you want that to happen, and think about how can I keep, you know, what I have going on when the big dogs come back? How do you think about that?
Yeah, there's no personal agenda. I'm just happy that I had the opportunity to get out there and showcase what I'm able to do at a high level. I think the most important thing for this road trip for us was finding an identity. And I've said it in a handful of other interviews, but we didn't really have an identity before this road trip. You know, we have a number of different ways that we play. Obviously, Steph and Draymond connect and play at an elite level when they're out there together. But we've got a bunch of young guys that are able to run and push that pace. And so I think that's another identity for us. And then we also have a third identity in a guy in Jimmy who just takes care of the ball, doesn't turn it over, gets us organized. And we have complete control of the game when he's out there. So I think it's been great for us this past week as far as kind of honing in on who we can be on the offensive side of the ball. We felt really confident about who we were defensively, but we've taken a step this week offensively, and obviously you add an elite playmaker in number 30 and an incredible defender in Draymond. It's only going to get better.
Pat Spencer joining us on 95.7 The Game, Warriors point guard, and Warriors play next on Friday at home against the Timberwolves at Chase Center. I'm, everybody's competitive in the NBA, but then there's levels of competitiveness. And I got to ask you where you've gotten your competitiveness from, because, you know, when you watch a guy game in and game out and year in and year out, you really figure out who is serious about competing and who isn't. And I just, like, you're the real deal when it comes to playing hard. And I'm just wondering where that came from.
No, I appreciate it. I have two parents who push me to be the best version of myself every day. They're competitive in their own right, but ultimately I think it comes from having two brothers and growing up and just beating the crap out of each other in the driveway. So we have some funny traditions. We play hoops on Thanksgiving morning every year, the family, and that usually ends in a fight right before we go over to the family's house. So I think it's a bit innate. You know, I think we just have it it's wired in us. So thankful that my parents have pushed me to compete in everything I've done, but I think ultimately it's a bit innate.
Oh, that's beautiful, beautiful. Hey, Pat, let me ask.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ask you this, man. You know, this summer, were there other situations that you thought about or, you know, places you might be interested in? And what was it about the Warriors that kind of kept you here?
Yeah, I had a couple other opportunities, but they were going to be similar trajectory to what we're doing here. Maybe a little bit easier of a path, you know, considering that we have 15 guys on the roster. Maybe a little bit of an easier path to a roster spot in a couple other places, but ultimately, I just have a belief in the group that we had at the end of last year and truly enjoy playing for Steve, competing with him, and just love the group that we have in the locker room. And so it felt like too good of an opportunity to pass up on. Built some real momentum in the playoffs last year. Felt like I gained the trust of the veterans in the locker room and much of the staff. And so, you know, I'm a believer in people first and foremost. And so it just made sense for me to be back here and give this thing a run one more time.
Pat, what's and we're joined by Pat Spencer of the Golden State Warriors. When did the transition for you as a pro change from I got to make it in this league, and so when I go out and play, I've got to make sure that I do this for my game, as opposed to it feels like the last week you're going out there saying this is how I got to play for us to win. Like, is there a difference there?
Yeah, I think part of it has to do with the injuries, right? I mean, we lose 30-plus points a night in number 30. And so there was going to be, one, I think, like I said, finding an identity. I felt like there was an opportunity for me to kind of put my foot on the gas and give us a new life that way. We didn't really have an identity offensively, and I think that's something that I can bring to the table. So I saw an opening there, felt like I could really get us in a cohesive unit and just get us organized. And so you know, I've got a bunch of assistant coaches that have had my back and have pushed me to do that all along. But like I said, it's a little bit tougher to do that sometimes when you're playing 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes. So the opportunity was there this week with knowing that Steph would be out for an extended period to kind of put my foot on the gas and showcase what I can do that way. And ultimately, hopefully, you know, propel us into a new identity offensively as a team without number 30 on the floor.
Pat, my sources tell me you get after it in practices, like you treat it like the games, and I love that. And I'm just wondering, is there anybody else on the team that is up there with you in that regard?
We've got a bunch, man. We're in the stay ready group for the majority of the year when you're not playing. So, you know, you see a guy like Gee going out there and chasing every loose ball, diving. Trace is coming in and giving us energy. Those are the guys that I spend a lot of time with, man. We're in the in the gym when, you know, the guys are getting treatment, guys are playing, you know, 30 plus minutes a night. We've got a group down there who's getting after it and, you know, ultimately staying ready. So proud of those guys too. You know, it was a collective effort.
Pat, I'm interested to know how, like, in one sport, you're considered one of the greatest of all time, if not the greatest of all time. And then in another sport, you're kind of working you're a pro. You're an NBA player, no doubt about it, but you're kind of working yourself up from the bottom of that high tier. Like, what's it like being the greatest at one thing and then, you know, where you are in the NBA in another professional sport?
Yeah, I love the adversity, man. I knew it wasn't going to be an easy journey. 4 years of college across, I don't think there was a crystal clear avenue to get into where I'm at today, but there was no crystal clear avenue for my lacrosse journey either. You know, I think a lot of people look back and see, you know, what I accomplished, and what they don't know is that I was cut from just about every team I tried out for in lacrosse as well. I didn't make JV until my junior year in lacrosse, and actually had repeated ninth grade to stay back. So really technically didn't even make varsity lacrosse until what would have been my senior year of high school. So had two offers to go to college for lacrosse, which was, you know, not a ton of offers. So The journey has never been easy for me, so that I've never shied away from that. I actually kind of live for it. So I've enjoyed every step of the way and ultimately just want to keep it rolling.
Pat, I'm always telling my partner, man, one thing about watching the Warriors is their offensive attack is different than others I see. And when you don't have the ball in your hands, your ability to cut, it sounds so simple, but it's not, is beautiful. And the Warriors do that as a whole. Are you surprised throughout the league other teams don't cut like you guys and yourself?
Yeah, I think it's personnel driven, right? I mean, I think there's a number of teams that have elite playmakers in the pick and roll, like a Luka. So to speak. So I think it's personnel driven. You look at our top tier guy, he's somebody who probably runs 5 miles a game moving off the ball. So draws a ton of attention. So I think a lot of that has to do with the personnel. And quite frankly, it's won 4 championships here. So it's something that attracted me to come here. I feel like I can utilize my IQ on and off the ball to play off some obviously incredible Hall of Famers. So I think the league is heading that way. You're starting to see the pace pick up. You're starting to see more passes, throw aheads, early shots. I think it's just at the tip of the iceberg. It's just going to keep getting faster.
Yeah, Pat, I think we know, when Friday's game comes around, no matter what Steve Kerr asks you to do, you'll be ready. Has he talked to you about, what may happen if and when Steph comes back on Friday or soon after? Or are you one of those low maintenance guys that he doesn't have to deal with like that?
Yeah, he doesn't owe me a conversation. We haven't chatted about it yet. We got out of Chicago, and then have a couple deserved days off. We've been traveling our butts off this year, so we'll have practice tomorrow. We may address it, may not. But ultimately, my whole career has been built off of just staying ready. So I'll be ready for whatever comes our way.
There it is. And you've been balling, man. 10-2 here on Snani and Guru, Pat. We like to have fun. You got some days off. You just talked about it. Walk us through some of your hobbies or what do you do to let some steam off?
I moved apartments, so nothing fun over the last day and a half. But I love to golf. Steph and I like to get after it on the course. And then I've got a brother balling, so always have games to check out. Unfortunately, no overlap over the last 2 days. We're both off, but golf is golf, family time. I'm simple, man. I like good food, a little golf, and I'm good.
Hey, where's your brother playing?
He's in Memphis.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yep.
Hey, what's your handicap?
Floating around a 3.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
So
we
get down to scratch.
Look at it.
I don't have enough time.
Yeah, but, we'd all love to get down to scratch. Appreciate it, man. Hey, real quick. So who are the stay ready guys?
The stay ready is the guy that you see on the end of the bench.
Santos, you, Will Richard,
Santos, myself. Will's been playing quite a bit, so he found himself right in the starting
rotation. TJD
playing incredible basketball. Yeah, Tracy's joining us, but. It's ever evolving. We're a little bit older. We've got some injuries. So, stay ready means it could be the next day.
Hey, maybe Steph's going to have to be on that group.
That's dope. Stay ready,
supplant,
baby.
And supplant you on Friday, maybe.
Nah, absolutely not.
All right,
keep
man.
Keep hooping, man.
Hey, Pat, thank you so much for joining us. Continued luck and, have a great rest of the season, man.
Appreciate it, fellas.
All right, Pat Spencer, courtesy of the River Islands guest line.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.